But first, I thought I'd give Bill Hader a call. You probably remember Bill for his excellent character work on Saturday Night Live. Now Bill has a brand new show on HBO called Barry. As you might guess from the title, Bill plays Barry. Barry's a hitman from the Midwest who travels to Los Angeles to kill someone. He finds himself bitten by the acting bug when he meets his first mark at an acting class.
Hey, man. Are you new to this class?
I haven't seen you before. I'm Ryan. Ryan Madison. Listen, I was supposed to put up a scene with Matt Kennedy, but he got a catering gig. So could you help me out?
Ryan, you're up.
Where's Kennedy?
He's not here. But I'm going to do the scene with him.
Bill, since we're based here in Madison, Wisconsin, I'd like to start by asking you about the person, your character, Barry, is assigned to kill in the pilot episode of Barry. His name is Ryan Madison, and he's from Madison, Wisconsin. Is there any special significance to why you had this character's last name be Madison and also double as the name of his hometown?
No, it was more of a joke of that he would take his stage name would be from where he's from. I just thought that was
funny. Yeah, and Ryan Madison sounds a lot better than Ryan Omaha, I'd say.
Yeah, exactly.
So you created Barry with Alec Berg, or as Jerry Seinfeld referred to him on Seinfeld, Alec Berg, because it's a good John Houseman name. How did you and Alec Berg come up with this premise?
I had a deal at HBO, a development deal, and then he had an overall deal at HBO, and he was doing Silicon Valley there, and so we just started chatting, you know, and just trying to figure out, you know, what a good story would be. And then we kind of hooked on, you know, the story of a hitman who decides he wants to be an actor. And the idea that the thing that you're good at is destroying you. And then the thing that you want to be good at, you know, you're not good at, you know. So it was this kind of thing that I weirdly related to in some ways, and we were like, well, that's a good emotion to kind of base the show on and then start from there and see where it goes.
Yeah, you mentioned that's something that you've related to. Is that a question, the idea that when you're good at something, it's no longer the thing you want to do, and the thing you want to do is something you're terrible at? Is that a question you've had to deal with in your own life?
Yeah, like at Saturday Night Live, I had a weird aptitude for doing voices and doing impressions and stuff, but I was not very good at live performing. It was something that scared me. I had a really bad kind of anxiety while I was there.
Yeah, would it be fair to say, would you describe that as like would you have panic attacks?
Yeah, I would have panic attacks, or I would before shows have a real bad panic. To the point where I would describe it as debilitating, where I, you know, couldn't breathe or move, and just kind of, like you're having a heart attack or something.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah,
so it was hard on me, and it was a lot of stress on my body, and so I wasn't enjoying that, and I was I worked through it the best I could for the show. And towards the end of my time at SNL, I was having fun, but that never went away. You know, before every show, I would have a bit of a flip out.
Mm-hmm. In large part, I suspect, because you just had the one shot at it, because it was live.
You had one shot to get it right. Yeah. And also, I would not, you know, some things you could really practice and know, and then other things you didn't know. You know, it was kind of like it got thrown together at the last minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I would get really, that was overwhelming to me. And I kind of always admired the cast members who were so calm, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just look at them going, God, how are you so calm right now? I'm terrified.
It didn't come across on the viewing, though. Like, and as a viewer, it didn't come across
to me. It's so funny you say that. I watch it, and it seems to me like, I'm like, can't you see how nervous I am? Look at me. You know, I'm like, how did no one notice? But yeah, you know, that's just me. You know, and you always kind of see something in yourself, at least, where you can tell or whatever.
Sure.
But no, it was very, very, to be clear, it wasn't the show's fault or whatever. It was definitely my own kind of issue that I was trying to work through. And so it was definitely a thing that, you know, I told Alec Berg about this, and kind of, you know, that emotion, at least, not not have a, let's not make a show about a guy who's on a live television show and has panic attacks. That's not really interesting. But a guy who kills people for a living and he's really good at it, but it's destroying his soul, I thought was interesting.
Yeah, definitely. And the other interesting thing, it is like a really strong premise. And the other interesting thing about it is this idea that the intriguing parallels there are between being an actor and being a hitman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, well, it's this weird, you know, hitman's living in the shadows and you have to be anonymous, and you have to be kind of emotionally closed off, and acting's the exact opposite of that. You want to live in the spotlight, and, you know, you want to be known, and you want to be emotionally open.
You know how you and I talk all the time about my purpose?
You think acting could be your purpose?
I don't know. I just feel really motivated right now or something. Like, it made me feel really good.
Okay, but what about what we do together, Barry?
Well, you know, they told me a very small percentage of actors actually make a living acting, you know, so most of them have day jobs. So I just figured, you know, I do night hits or something.
Just sit.
Oh.
Okay? Now, Barry, acting is it's a very face-forward type of job. It's a direct conflict being someone who anonymously kills people. You want to have a hobby or something you could take up? Painting. Yeah. Hitler painted. John Wayne Gacy painted. It's a good, solid hobby. Never got in the way of what they were doing.
These are professional actors, and they're the real deal, and they say I got something.
No, I get it, but I think you got to think this thing through. I mean, you want to go out there and try to burn a guy and have him say, hey, there's the guy from the chicken commercial.
I don't know if I do commercials.
But then there are parallels, too, of, you know, as an actor, especially if you're lucky enough to work a lot, you know, you go on location, and it's a lot of sitting in airplanes and, you know, flights that get canceled, and you get routed to this, and you do, you know, and you're living out of a suitcase for a while, and it's a lot of, in shooting a TV show or a movie, usually it's a lot of boredom punctuated by short bursts of excitement, you know.
Yeah, hurry up and wait kind of thing.
Yeah, hurry up and wait, exactly.
A lot of that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's great how you have these two components that make for such a rich story. One of the things that I was surprised about watching the pilot just was how very dark the show was at times. Like, we're talking really black comedy and very existential. And I wanted to know if that's one of the challenges of the show that you enjoy, that you make these tonal shifts from light comedy to dark comedy and even dark drama.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny. Yeah, I mean, to us, we're just kind of telling a story and... You know, we would talk about tone, obviously, and go, well, what's the tone of this thing?
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you just kind of try it and do it and see what'll hold water and what won't hold water, you know. And you know, and some things we tried were too dark. And then some things we tried were too silly, you know. And you cut those things to try to make the tone work. But, you know, it's like we're in a room with a bunch of really smart writers. You know, we have like five writers who work with us, and they're really good at kind of spotting things that, you know, it's just like if it's not emotionally or logically sound, you know, you just kind of they'll call us on it or throw it out. And then, you know, and then actors do it, and the DP does it, and the production designer does it, where they're questioning, like, you know, these things that essentially get down to tone, and then you get in the edit room, and that's really where it happens, you know, where they go, an editor will say, hey, can you look at this? We cut all this and went from this scene right to this scene, and we feel like it works pretty well, and you're like, oh my God, you're right, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
What were we thinking? Why did we spend all that time shooting that thing, you know? And
yeah, yeah. You also make your directorial debut with Barry. How did you approach directing yourself? Was that tough?
Yeah, it's a bit tough. I mean, because you don't really have the, you know, what helped me was I had Alec there, to be honest, as the other showrunner, co-creator, and me, I could walk back to him and go, does that make sense? Is this feeling right? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
For the most part, I loved it. I loved the whole experience of it. It was so much fun.
Yeah, and what I was thinking was directing yourself seems kind of like a way of returning to your original career goals. Like when you first moved to Los Angeles, your goal was to be a filmmaker. And so it feels like, to me, it seems like it, you've come full circle.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that was definitely, it was kind of a big itch I wanted to scratch where it was, I'd acted a bunch and been, 13 years of doing Saturday Night Live and acting
yeah.
in mostly comedies and things. And it was nice to finally... do something a little different, but get a chance to direct and kind of, and in that time of working on all those comedies and everything, I learned mm-hmm. a lot,
yeah.
And so that was helpful.
Yeah, and it's nice not to have that pressure of like one take, like you have
yeah,
to get it right.
Yeah, that was the thing with SNL. It really is, just comes down to you have one take and it's on national television. I just didn't like that.
No, I could understand why you wouldn't. I was struck by how much of your acting was so purely physical in the first half of the pilot. Like, you didn't have much dialogue at all yet. You conveyed so much through your facial expressions and body language. It was really impressive, and it seemed like quite a contrast to your SNL work, where although there was physical comedy involved, you did so much verbal comedy. What do you think? Was that something you were conscious of when you were filming the pilot?
No, I mean, it's just kind of like, what the character is, and mm-hmm. kind of what the story is. It wouldn't, if we're writing a story about this kind of emotionally closed off, lonely guy, it giving me a lot of physical stuff to do, and talking a lot wouldn't really have made sense. You wanted him to kind of open up once he gets into the acting class,
Mm-hmm.
But he's so... he's kind of just... it's more just playing the story, and I think that's a good or a bad thing about me is like I kind of just view the thing as a story we're telling.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you write it and you film it and you act in it and you edit it and you do all those things, but it's all just it's about the story,
Oh yeah,
what
yeah.
tells the story clearly in the most clearest place. I can't even say clear. That's funny, and just trying to figure that out, which is a real, it could be really tough.
Yeah. You have a great cast, yourself, of course, and there's also Henry Winkler and Stephen Root.
Yeah, he's the best. Both guys are unreal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As are you. Can you tell me a bit about them and them and their roles?
Well, yeah, I mean, Henry, he was kind of the guy that we were kind of thinking of at the time, and then he came in and read, and he auditioned, and we were so nervous that when he came in and read, and then he was just phenomenal.
We're all still very raw, so I say class dismissed. Go home, and I encourage you to journal all of your emotion, all of your feelings. But even though we're not acting, we're still learning to act. This class counts. Stepping away from the class is in itself a lesson. So that there are no rain checks, is my point. Okay, everyone pays full boat for today.
And then, same with Stephen Root. Both these guys auditioned, which
wow.
I was so blown away by, and they came in and auditioned, and they were just phenomenal.
Yeah, yeah. Root's amazing. Like he's a not to take anything away from Henry. Henry's amazing too, but Root is like such a chameleon in so many different times.
I mean,
he's such
these
a different
guys are
person.
Both just such wonderful actors.
Yeah, yeah. I read this great quote from Henry Winkler in an interview. He said that working on Barry is like putting on a cashmere sweater that's on fire.
Yeah, he keeps saying that. Yeah.
Well, I
like
can't.
Like a cashmere sweater instead of a cotton blend or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't blame him. That's a great line. So, is that what Barry? What working on Barry feels like to you?
It was kind of as a showrunner, whatever, co-showrunner, co-creator, and all that stuff. It's like me and Alec are constantly, it's like you're throwing a party, so you're having a good time and you're hoping other people are having a good time, but you're constantly keeping an eye on, is the food there? Is no one's wrecking that thing? Is it, I mean, you're there, but you're also someplace else. You're having fun, but you also have, you're also split between having fun and the responsibility of the thing.
Yeah. One last thing, Bill. Are you loving the writing, directing, and acting, doing all these three major duties of Barry? Are you loving those as much as Barry loves acting?
I do love it, yeah. I mean, writing is probably the hardest. because you're starting with nothing and trying to, you know, build something from it. So it does feel like you're just staring at a wall and you're trying to make it move.
Right? Yeah,
just
yeah.
staring at it.
Right.
But it, you know, it is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it is, especially with a group of people that you like, you know, I think I love that aspect of it. And then directing I love because I just like working with the actors, and I love working with the director of photography and the production designer and the costume designer and hair and makeup and all those people and those departments. It's a lot of fun to create with those things. But it all starts with the script, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It has to... It's what I've learned over the years, man, just doing this, is like it all can be traced back to the script. As long as the script's good, you can even make a mediocre movie. A bad director can still make a pretty good movie with a good script.
Now look, you're in a shell. You need to break out. And I've got the perfect antidote for you. 10 cc's of pure Mamet.
Mamet?
Yeah. You're going to play Blake in Glengarry Glen Ross, the movie. I'm going to send you the pages. Here's my only direction. Let the cat out.
Bill Hader is the co-creator, co-executive producer, and star of the HBO series Barry.